Gentlemen, would you care to join me in the pledge to relief?
Did we call it allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all?
And that includes Donald Trump.
Who can carry his own umbrella, by the way, up the stairs of the plane?
Call the order of pledge of allegiance. Roll call.
Mara Hazy, present.
Alan Kynan, present.
Bob Arbuthnot, present.
Tom Weeks, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Sharon Hellman, present.
Forrest McCoy, present.
Everybody's here. We have a quorum. All right. Those wishing to address the board need not request permission in advance. Any remarks shall be addressed to the board as a whole and not to any member thereof. Remarks shall be limited to 3 minutes unless additional time is granted by one or more of the board members. At the conclusion of the unscheduled comments, individual members of the board may respond, but not discuss. But tonight at the special session, this stuff doesn't really hold much water, I don't think, does it?
Nope.
This is a study session, so maybe I should redirect that.
We should remove that from future sessions.
Yeah, for study sessions. Okay, so we don't have a lot of public hands here. Raise your hand whenever you want to jump in, I guess. New business. This is the workshop. This is a follow-on to the work we did back in April, I think it was. And we had 7 priority issues, and I believe a couple of these are moot, I think. If I'm not mistaken, Cato, you recalculated our waste rate. Our loss.
Our water loss.
Our water loss.
Yes, last month I reported based on consumption versus our billing, our loss percentage was 13.3%.
So this number in here is a little high, 37.
This is for the month of June, Cato?
Correct. We're still...
a little high.
We were verifying that. The problem is that there's either a lag or an overlap in billing. And we need to, based on what Sharon and I worked on last June, we were able to get it to a point where the June billing was matching up with our water production, and that was 13.3. But if we do it just based on billing, our billing is either lagging or leading, was lagging, and our production is
slight
time.
Right.
So that's so we have to get together and understand where, how far back our billing is lagging so we match up with our production here for those 3 or 4 weeks. So that's how we did it in June.
Okay. So the number came down to 13.3?
Correct.
But I think our target should still be 5 to 10%. It's not as
bad,
but
right. We'd still like to see that lower, but what kind of improvement are we going to see with all these infrastructure upgrade pipes?
Well, you can see that with just one project with SB1. You know, the amount of water we were losing plus the pressure that we were producing jumped up from 23 to 30 gallons per minute. We're able to sustain the distribution pressure of 55 PSI with SB1 online with 300K online. So I think from that perspective, that one project speaks volumes. So once we get to the other tanks like Canyon, the other pipeline projects around Strawberry Ranch 2, Strawberry Nose 2, those are projects there that we think they're at the bell or spigot and or the services we're losing some water. And those are just around the corner. We'll have that project hopefully under construction at the end of August.
I guess the question is then, do we wait to see what it is when we have all the stuff in? We're going to track a downward trend loss, or so are we going to see gradual improvements as all this stuff gets fixed?
Yeah, I think so. Once we, you know, once we have the wells, Milk Ranch 2, Strawberry Hollow 3, hopefully Strawberry Hollow 4, and then some of the tank projects that we're discussing today, once we have our portable metering of distribution pressure working and logging in, and that, so we can better understand how the system is working, we'll be able to better understand where that water is going and where it should be going, and you know, and we have a handful of not more leaks that we haven't touched because just being overwhelmed with main breaks. We've had a main break here two to three almost every day for the last week, and that's a combination of the weather, the ground settling a little bit, the main shifting. That has a lot to do with it. But once we, to answer your question, I think that as we progress, once we get the sections of communities repaired, service mains, yeah, we'll take another look at it, at that section, what the master meters producing at that particular location, and compare it to our billings, we can do that.
So can we report every month?
Sure.
Currently, we have 51 days lag from routes 1, 2, and 3. Route 1, 26 days of our billing in the first of the month goes to the prior month. Route 2, 10 days goes to the prior month. And Route 3, 15 days goes to the prior month because of the way the cutoffs are. The only one that's close is Route 4, and it ends up being like 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
So
that's the reason for this.
That's part of the reason for the billing not matching production. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Well, it seems to me that the report that we got tonight is an improvement. And our district manager has a lot of work on his desk besides checking how much money, how much water we're losing each month. Why don't we wait a couple or 3 months before we ask for another report so that he can do other things that are more important?
Because we expect to see it anyway?
Well, I mean, if in 3 months it's gone up to 35%, then well, we got a problem. But if it's going down every time we make a report, I don't see any need to have to do it every month. He's got other things that are more important, like all this WIFA stuff going on.
I think that's a good suggestion.
I don't want to labor him with a bunch of bookkeeping that's not necessary.
I'm good with that. You guys are all good with that.
But we try to do it monthly. It's just
if you find the time, that's fine. But if you don't find the time, we're not going to hang over your head and say, "Where's that report? Well, what's worth doing?"
Appreciate it.
Sharon, is there some way with the computers you could put a program in where it did it every month?
Not with what we currently have in software.
I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, not with the current software. We can't. No.
Like it wouldn't total.
I wish
gallons sold and total gallons.
I think later on in the meeting tonight, there's going to be some suggestions made that will benefit this lag and billing and that type of stuff. So for right now, it is what it is, and with the current stuff we have, we can't do anything different than what we're doing.
Is everybody good with that issue?
Yep.
All right, the other one I have to put Alan on the spot. Prepare an updated water model of the whole area so we know what water is here.
I'd like to know that.
Yeah, I know. We all would, especially in view of that outage we had with those 7 wells when we started pumping air.
Well, let me tell you what I know and don't know. I know nothing about the aquifers under Strawberry and Vine. But I have read the hydrologic reports on almost all the areas in Arizona. In some depth or another, some of them are pretty scarce and others are better. And I'm thinking that what we ought to do is that I should get together with the Arizona Department of Water Resource hydrologists, find out what there is for here, what was, how old that is, and get a better handle on where we might think we ought to go.
You mean get a scope? Mm-hmm. Would you then, like, could we then take it to a hydrologist consultant or something and have it all pulled together?
If we have to.
You may not even have to do that, you think?
I was the director of water resources for a time for Arizona. And when we had people like this come in and say, you know, we need a better understanding of our water situation, most of the time we did it gratis.
Oh, cool.
Using their hydrologists.
I like it.
And that's what I'd work for first. And see where we get to.
The trader is going to like even better. Free? Well, good. So does that end up in your pocket?
If you wanted to.
You got the connections, right?
I can do that. I don't know. I think half the people I worked with there before are dead.
The other half are in the hospital.
I'm telling the truth, Alan.
He's the only one with his feet out of the grave.
That was, when was that? That's a lot of years ago, you know.
Yeah, when he walks into their office, they're going to say, I thought you were dead.
Yeah. You were on that left side of the column, remember that? Well, you moved to Pine, you rejuvenate yourself.
That's right.
Well, that sounds good to me. You guys all right with that?
The more work he does, the happier I am.
Well, he's talking about talking other people into working.
No, I'm talking about Alan. The more work he does, the happier I am.
Let me look into it, see what I can find.
As long as the Water Enhancement Committee gets credit for what he's doing, because he's on the Water Enhancement Committee.
You don't know what to enhance if you don't know what you've done.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why we should get credit for it.
Alan, USGS has done quite a study in this area also. And there's, you know,
we have two GS and Forest Service studies that have defined some of our water resource.
Do we have copies of those studies here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ray Pugel jumps up and says that we have a sworn testimony for the Corporation Commission saying that we have 3.5 billion gallons of water underneath us. And I told the people at the hearing that it doesn't matter how many billion gallons of water we have underneath us. What matters is what we can produce from that aggregate.
Was that before we bought well one number one from him or not?
Yeah.
And that still holds. It doesn't matter how many trillion gallons we have underneath of us. What matters is how much we can produce.
And it matters what the demand is, what the projection. So can I go ahead and
Please do
visit with you about that. You see what we can find in the files.
We have to
start off with.
Good.
Okay.
Good. That's two issues.
All right. We're moving right along.
Create an updated infrastructure, provide world-class service, accurate billing.
We're skipping over those hard ones, right?
I'm leaving the ones that I think are going to take a while to the end. Is that all right? I mean, moving them to the back.
Yes.
Because we need time.
I like the one, gain and maintain public trust. Oh, man. How are we going to do that?
We can talk about that right now if you want.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I think this is a good move right here.
When are we going to have that meeting where Mayhair puts up all his pictures of what we're doing, you know, the water system and all that? That would gain public trust.
Yeah, a public meeting. We have one we talked about this morning, right?
Who's going to do what?
It took them a minute.
That's why they moved me down here.
Don't worry, I can throw just as good.
We have a need to conduct a public meeting on a Saturday, and we tentatively scheduled it for the 18th of August to talk to these people who live in the two subdivisions that have water lines in their backyard, over which they've built tough sheds, doghouses, fences. We have meter readers that carry dog treats with them, so they can go in there and
read the meters.
So they can bribe the dogs. And so we need to talk to them because we have a project on to replace their mains, and we got to talk. There's several issues. We got to get in front of them. And before we can figure out which direction to go, our options are put it in the street and relocate the service lines, or deal with the right-of-way issues that are all over, you know, 4 foot wide versus 12 foot, was it?
There's three options. Just to go with what we planned on replacing in place, or we can relocate the existing main to the front into the roadway, and their meters would be relocated to the front of the house from the back. Then in turn, they would have to trench and tie in their new service from that, their side of the meter to their homes. The third is a no-build option. We just leave as is and move on to another project.
But they're leaking.
It's a challenge for us to get equipment back in there, either based on the growth, the vegetation growth, the buildings that are existing now, the fence, and or, you know, the safety concern with their pets and so forth. Us, we're jumping fences to read their meters now. So it's, yeah, there's a lot of challenges with the project, but either we do something on the existing part, we do something, proposal where we get 100% close to it with the homeowners moving their services out into the front of their homes, or in turn the main would be out in the roadway so we could get added to repair if necessary, or if we don't do anything.
Keel, from your knowledge, the line that's there now was put in by a developer or by?
It was put back in the 60s.
Somebody who wanted to sell lots? Is that what it was?
My understanding is that's, we have easements there, so they established an easement in different various widths for whatever reason.
Give us an idea of how long this pipe is that we're trying to replace. 400 yards, 2 mile, what?
Well, a group of homes, a half a mile, I would think, in the backyard, and that's just, you know, one block. And we have, you know, several blocks.
That are in the same condition?
Yeah, or it's two communities that are adjacent to each other.
Right.
Two subdivisions. Mm-hmm. The point being, we need to conduct it. That'd be a start for public meetings. We have to do this anyway.
But that public meeting is different. But the public meeting we talked about in the past.
It is, but it's necessary, and it's a first step for...
Well, I understand, but that's just a localized meeting with that group. That has nothing to do with gaining and maintaining public. It's just a project meeting we need to meet.
I don't know if there's ever been a public meeting conducted for a project where we ask the residents for their input on something like this before. My point would be this is a start towards building public trust.
Well, if it's going to cost them money to put in a new service from the meter to their house, I think we should talk to them about it first and tell them the benefits and see their reaction, because if you came to me and wanted to put a main down the back of my house, I'd have to move my service from the back, from the front of my house to the back of my house. I wouldn't be very happy about that.
Well, part of the project is that we would provide the plumber for their side.
Okay.
The other issue that is the existing vegetation. Their service into their house is now under a porch or a structure.
No, I think it's something we should confront with the people involved. That's why I asked the question, how long is it, this pipe that we're talking about? Because if it affects a third of Pine's residents, that's one thing. If it affects 20 people, it's another thing.
Understood.
Wish we had that bigger picture.
I guess the question I have, we have an easement in that area. Yeah, it's various widths. So people know that there's an easement. There's I would presume the easement language is typical of any, I don't know what they, we got recorded. We need to check that, we need to be able to get access, there cannot be a building above it. They cannot block it and fence it, and we need access to it. So to me, that's the starting block, is they need to get us access to our line.
Building.
Understood. We've talked about, I mean, that it's an elderly community. We would be placing a hardship to some degree on each household. We would offer to move the buildings for them. We would ask as part of our outreach or public meeting to provide a temporary construction easement so we could go in there. We would need additional space. One easement is 4 feet. You know, we need about 20 feet. The other easement is 15. So it isn't just cut and dry as or black and white. It's if we go in there, it would create a hardship to some degree financially for each of the individuals there. So but what we're trying to do with this meeting is reaching out, getting their input, getting their buy-in and support. That's just a strategy that we were talking about.
Yeah, I have no problem with the meeting. My comment that I'm making, and I think Paul wants to speak also, is having a meeting for the entire district public to talk about one specific area does not make sense.
No, we're not.
I think we need to have a public meeting with a group that's impacted by this project.
That's
we still have a need, we've talked about it in the past, about having a different public meeting that's district-wide to address WIFA project and give an update. That's what the board had wanted back, I think it was what, January, when they voted on WIFA, they wanted to have a public meeting to inform the public of it. So that's a separate meeting.
Well, the county road portion of WIFA project, which we postponed because of this backyard problem, we should be able to identify how many homes are affected and who we'd have to talk to in order to get a meeting with them and to talk about what we'd like to do. But it doesn't seem we can get our hands around what the size of this problem is. That's why I asked how many yards or feet or miles it was. Because
it will vary from home to home.
Yeah, but that project, that county road project that we delayed because of this problem. You know exactly how many feet of pipes in that, right?
Correct.
And you know exactly what lots are affected,
correct,
right? Well, can you come to the next meeting with that information for us so we
yes
can act on it?
Yes. We'll have an aerial of the proposed project.
I think that's a starting point for us holding a meeting with those people. But I'm getting back to this point here, which says gain and maintain public trust. That's total district that has to be.
Yes, I agree.
And that's telling them what we're doing for them and what's been accomplished and what's going to be accomplished in the near future.
Right.
And that meeting we can hold anytime we want to, I would think.
Yes, sir. Paul has a comment.
Mr. Chairman and Board, we need a little direction from the board as to how often you'd like to have these, because we have several projects as we select the tank company people, as we select the next pipeline project, as we go out with this job order contract. We're going to have several of these. Certainly different neighborhoods are affected differently, but we need a little direction from the board as to how frequently you'd want these. And then certainly there's project specific elements, and then there's general, here's where we're at, we've spent $1 million so far, here's the good news. So we just need a little direction.
I think the original intent was we would have one meeting to provide folks with an update, and those that were on the board at that time, correct me if I'm wrong, to have one meeting to tell them about the WIFA, what projects are in the entire WIFA, not to have kind of an update. The updates would come through the webpage that we paid to have status of what projects are being done, what area we're working in, all that stuff. So that's what we give them an update. But we were talking about just one meeting period, talk about the entire WIFA program. Now, project specific, we have something we need, like the old county area, perfect. Then we just meet with those impacted, we send them out letters, we can meet with them customer by customer, or gather them all up in a room and talk about it, whatever that's needed, then we'll address that at that time. But my understanding is the intent wasn't to go out there quarterly and give an update. That's what we paid for the webpage to be, is an update of all of the status of projects as we go. This is just an overall introduction.
But this subset we're talking about here is the one that's been scheduled for the 18th of August.
I don't know what's been scheduled for.
Yes, we scheduled for.
Somebody the got so upset with our WIFA project, they tried to knock down our sign down. I don't know whether there's been any demonstrations in the streets. Or
so this is the first I've heard about the August 18th meeting. What was the intent of that August 18th?
That's the two subdivisions that we talked
about. Yeah.
That's the, yeah.
We're trying to get that project off hold.
Well, that's fine, but I don't think the whole board needs to be at that meeting.
No, probably not.
Okay.
Wouldn't hurt.
What is, excuse me, could you find better what the 17th of August meeting is supposed to be?
18th.
The 18th is 18th Saturday.
Saturday at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock is essentially the Old County.
That's the Old County project. Oh.
Yeah. There's two Old County subdivisions.
Okay, well, that, I like the idea of inviting those people in one at a time. I don't like them ganging up, because if you get 15 people in here who are going to have to spend money, they're going to outnumber us.
Well, I think there's going to be more than 15.
Well, I'm just saying that every time you meet in your space,
but you think, well, maybe 60 residents there in those two subdivisions?
I don't think there's such a thing as over-communicating when it comes to this issue, because the board has had so much trouble in the past that faith in this organization needs to be restored, and I don't know how else to do it other than get in front of them and deal with them face to face.
I think we ought to meet with all who'd like to meet as a group, otherwise it might be perceived that we're having a process of divide and conquer.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to put a letter out to these homeowners and tell them to come in on the 18th of August?
Right.
Where is it going to be, this get-together?
We take the community center.
But when you go to the community center, you're going to get people that don't have any business being there. They're going to be there just
because... Well, but the public can always be at a public meeting, no matter what it's for.
Yeah, but the minute you call a public meeting at the convention center, I've been to these meetings before. They get off on every tangent in the world. When I had a leak in my faucet yesterday and all this stuff.
Well,
the more people
all,
get in there from the public, the bigger problem we're going to try to discuss it.
First of all, unless you have more than four board members, it's not considered a public meeting. And again, this is a project specific. So
who are the four board members that are going to be there?
Doesn't have to be four. I'm just saying.
Well, who are the three?
The district
that are
man. Well, definitely the district manager needs to be there. Probably Paul needs to be there. If the chairman wants to be there, that's fine. If one or two other board members feel like they should,
I nominate you.
I'm not going. Then they can. But I don't see a reason why the whole board needs to be there. This is a project specific. We've got the experts that need to explain.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but they're talking about a public meeting and we have to advertise it. We only have to advertise it as a public meeting when we have four or more board members together. If we have the technical staff and one or two board members that we're meeting with a specific group of people about a project, that's what it is.
Okay, so that's,
we can notify them by letter and that we're done.
Well, that's a project, but that's not approaching the questions raised here. Gain and maintain public trust. That's
right.
That's another meeting, as far as
that's
I'm
a
saying.
Different meeting. That would be
it's
a
not
public
meeting.
Meeting.
I didn't think this would take that long.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to talk about, it's another to accomplish.
If it was only five words, it was going to be short.
Yeah.
If all we do is talk about it and we don't do any planning or talk or details, it'll all carry over to the next
meeting. Monitor's right that the general meeting or the general whole community needs to be addressed for WIFA. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Board, then based upon what I've heard, we'll go ahead and plan and schedule a general meeting that you've been talking about, and we'll just look at some dates far enough in the future that we get proper notice out, et cetera.
What about if we hold this meeting in the morning with just those people that are affected, and then in the afternoon have a full public meeting? on the same day.
So 3 weeks, can we do that? Get ready?
Yeah, I mean, if we're only going to discuss the WIFA program and what is happening so far, and
we're modifying the project list.
Right.
So I would ask that you give us some time to get that finalized.
Oh, because we're doing the pipe stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We're reallocating.
Right.
Okay. So once we get in a better position of understanding what those are, then we still need a couple, 3 weeks. To get
okay,
there.
So it looks like the August 18th meeting is for just these
just the private.
And the September meeting is for everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Would that be fit your time requirements?
Because we had two other areas where we're getting leads, right?
Correct. Plus, there was another couple projects that were out of our jurisdiction and so forth. So okay. We're refining projects as we go.
Look at
this date.
Today,
date.
Tomorrow.
Ooh, is that nice?
Okay. Is that a good step for this month's study group? Is that enough discussion for Danny and maintaining public?
I think we should establish who from the board is going to be at that meeting.
Which one?
At the project meeting?
The meeting on the 18th, yeah.
I'll be there.
I will be there.
Okay, so we got two members of the board plus the staff and Mr.
Hendricks.
Okay. Well, it's on your backs, I guess. Okay. I won't show up.
Right.
I promise not to be there.
No,
I promise not to be there. August is usually my vacation month.
Oh, good. All right. Can we move to a new issue, or
please?
Is that a good step? Okay.
Let's move.
Let's talk about the billing and customer service, because I think KO has a new concept that we talked about a little bit.
Before you, I think that first one is actually two items. Create and update infrastructure was one, and then provide world-class customer service with the rest of that sentence is another one. I think.
Oh, it looks like it got ran together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just so to clear up. So we're talking about providing world-class customer service,
accurate billing, etc.
Okay.
Mr. Estebel has been approached by someone that has an interesting concept. Now that you talk about
that. Later on during the board meeting, I was going to present a proposal to privatize meter reading, billing, and collections. There's companies out there that's all they do. They charge anywhere from $3 to $5 per meter to read, bill, and deal with collections. They will provide they will bill the customer. They'll provide a website where they can go and pay in whatever manner and form they are comfortable with. They'll also have a call service in place to be the first point of contact with any billing issues that they may have with their billing. And this in turn would relieve an FTE that's reading the meter, a full-time employee that's reading the meters now, and my admin staff that does the billing collections every week of each month. So
I thought we had a billing service already.
We have three that do send a hard copy, sends an electronic copy, and deals with the banking. Maybe four. Eldorado's another software that we use to scan, or not scan, but upload the meter reading information into Eldorado. And then they calculate, and then that from that point it goes to different entities, subcontractors that we use to do a particular billing.
So what you're proposing would replace those people?
Correct, as well.
There'd
be one company that would do that function from cradle to grave, from reading the meters to collecting, or billing and collecting.
And the collections would go to them, and then they would
deposit
it in our bank account?
Conceptually, they would Essentially, they would write us a check each month.
Which we would then deposit. Now, how many people are you saying you could save, the meter reader and how many other?
Well, we would reallocate the meter reader onto the field staff, and they would be, go back with the crews. We have a vacant meter reader that would go back to the crews. We'd create two full crews of three operators to go out, and then we'd switch to a 410 work cycle, work from Monday to Saturday. So we'd have a full crew, at least two full crews, half a week, and one full crew during the weekend. The staff in the office would be reallocated to focus on customer service, dealing with issues related to work orders, accounting, so forth, that has to do with what we do day in, day out.
So you said this company charges $3 a meter?
Three to five. The concept, there is a company that's, that I have is proposed a charge, but because of we may have to publicly go out, I don't want to make that big.
Correct. It was $3 to $5 a month.
It's $3
a year.
So the question is, okay, so you do that, and I understand you're allocating the staff for other things that we need. I get that. Those are things that are needed. I'm still not, I don't understand the reallocation in the office, but that's fine. We currently pay for the billing company that collects. Okay, I'm sure they're going to charge us. This company is also going to charge us whatever the credit card charges are anyways. Or is that included in that three to five? I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, if we take all of the things we currently pay for the billing service, what would we be saving against hiring this company $3 to $5?
I'm still working on the allocation. First, when I looked at the FTEs, reallocating the FTEs.
At $4.
Conceptually, I thought $3 to $5 having that savings, but we're just redistributing that funding to another area, so there wouldn't be any savings there.
Well, you could say there is a savings, at least for the field, because if we were to continue on the current path, it would require to hire at least one additional staff member. By reallocating these meter staff members, you can save on hiring another.
Agreed, but
okay. So that's one position you're technically saving.
The overall concept here is that we're going to need the readers once a month. We're going to bill once a month.
That's, I get it.
Okay, for us to do that on our own, we'd have to get two to four meter readers. This company, a company, is going to come out once a month with a team of meter readers so they can read our four routes and provide that billing once a month.
I understand all of that.
The three companies that we're displacing, there's a cost savings there.
Right. All I'm trying to see is the meter reader company, whatever that is going to cost us X dollars.
Correct.
Getting rid of the three companies, which we're not going to be able to get rid of every single one, because we're still going to have one of those charges, I would presume.
Right. Under my proposal, it isn't. I mean, I know that we're acquiring a new software. And once we get to that discussion, we can more elaborate on my proposal and what we can do with the new billing or the new software relating to billing and collections and accounting. We have the flexibility within that software to make that same change. We still have, to some degree, the people walk-ins that want to pay their bill in person. We're still going to be able to handle that. We're still going to handle from the company when they can't, the first point of contact can't resolve an issue of an overread, we're going to have to send somebody out to do that. So there's still some legwork that we're going to have to provide support to the company. But basically, the reallocation of funding would be the three companies. I mean, the staff that we have here that I have doing, you know, 4 days a week, every week, with the bills, the checks, everything, they're going to be reallocated. And the the meter readers that we have out are going to be reallocated. If you look at each position, we normally look at an FTD allocating $100,000. That's their salary plus benefits. That's how I do it. Easy, you know. That's the funding that I use to look to pay for outsourcing a responsibility for shooting.
Yeah, again, I think conceptually it's a good, personally, it's a good concept. I just think we need to kind of figure out, okay, we would get rid of these three services. We've been historically paying X amount of dollars for them. We're going to allocate staff, which would save us from having to hire more staff, so that's savings. And, you know, I think all of that needs to be put together and presented to the board so that we can figure out, okay, it's dollar for dollar, or it's going to cost us more, but in the long run, it's still a benefit to the district. We just need to have a little bit better understanding of what that.
And the we're just talking right now, we're talking concepts.
Yeah, I think conceptually it's fine. So, but we just need to.
Okay. Are you going to do a presentation in the public?
Well, it's in my district manager's report. Okay. It's what I'm just suggesting is I have an idea from a company to charge us anywhere from 3 to 5 for a total of 133 grand a year.
That's three.
Cato?
The five is 180,000.
Right.
Cato, you said they would.
I didn't say how much it costs per meter, so because of the confidentiality of publicly bidding this eventually. So yeah, you can work the math out to see what it costs if it's 3 or 4.
I already did it.
I know.
So in other words, with this company doing the collections, they're collecting all the money. It's not going directly into our bank account as it's collected. They're sending us a check once a month.
Conceptually,
that messes up our cash flow.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Because now we get our, when the staff is putting all those checks into the reader, that money is in our bank account instantly. We're not waiting for someone to send us money. With the services the way we have it now, and if the services are that way with the new accounting package, we're getting our money much quicker than having an outside service do the collections portion, is what I'm saying.
I think once we roll it out, the first month, it's going to be a substantial amount of money that we get each week. You're going to see that in the prior month, and it's just going to be a monthly inflow of cash revenue per month. We're not losing it.
There's no reason we couldn't tell this company who's going to take over that we want to check each week. We don't. I mean,
well, they're only going to do it 1 week.
What do you mean they're only going to do it 1 week?
They're going to
get money every day of the year. If they're collecting for us, they're getting money every day.
Those that are late, I agree.
No, I'm not talking about late fees. I pay my bill 5 days before it's due. Some other guy pays it the day he gets it. So, I mean, there's money flowing in every day.
What I'm suggesting is that everybody's going to go from weekly billing, different billing cycles, to one billing cycle. We're going to collect that one time a month.
So, even though they're reading,
they're reading once a week.
One week a month.
Oh, they're only reading 1 week a month.
Yeah.
And so everybody's going to be on the same billing day.
Exactly.
And they're going to read the whole same day, the whole district.
Correct.
Well, so they'll send 4 meter readers up, done for the month.
Correct.
Well, these are a lot of things here. Local companies, I mean, Arizona companies,
correct,
rather than.
They're providing service to Pace and Prescott, other governmental entities today.
Sharon, I understand on the cash flow, but realistically, what, let's see, so I'm just looking at the treasurer's report. It's about 1.9, let's just say $2 million a year, dividing that monthly. I mean, the most we would have to worry about a cash flow.
People coming for the meeting room.
It's raining very heavily.
I mean, they can come in here, it's an open
door. I think the door's unlocked, Paul.
Anyway, so we're talking about a month's worth of cash flow, and essentially, I think what you're saying is that that's the first month, you know, we would have to carry it, and then we would get that money in the every month, so we would just, I'm not seeing where that's that big of an issue. That we're so tight in our bank account that we can't carry the cash flow and for doing it on a monthly billing.
Today is probably not as important as it will be when the interest in the bank is 10%.
Okay, well, when we get that, then we'll worry about it.
Well, we've been there.
Paul had a question. The gentleman has a question.
Say, do they carry dog treats? Will they jump the fences, and who's liable for that?
That's an issue. Again, I think it's conceptually it's good. There's clearly some questions to answer, and I think that's a direction for the district manager, is to at least look into it and get more details.
We need a cost savings analysis.
Well, again, all we're saying is have him look into that.
I'm in favor of him looking at any kind of a thing that might save us some money.
It might save us some money, but
we're excited about ones that's going to cost us $150,000 a year, but none of them
are. Or it can make us more efficient. May not save us money immediately, but if there's things currently that are not being done because of lack of staffing, that with this process you can get more things done, then that's going to go towards
what I see. It stops the billing overlap. We get so many people complaining about it.
Yeah, this month I'm billed for 5 weeks instead of 4.
Right. This
so
then
to get
done.
Pushed into the next year sometime.
Well, we could try having the customers send in their readings and having the money with it. That wouldn't cost us anything.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's move on.
The point of this was there's options to providing the service. We're saying move on, gather more data, and come back.
Well, it's our license. Agreed to meet and charge them double for one.
Okay, so we're running out of time. I think, Larry, you want to talk about new development water rates?
Well, that's on the regular agenda, right?
That's on the regular agenda, and I will briefly summarize it if you want right now.
Well, I think it's on the regular agenda.
Yeah, let's switch to the regular meeting.
We can switch to another bullet point.
How about this update infrastructure?
Update infrastructure. That was our equipment record, was it not? If I remember right.
We're in the process of acquiring two or three equipment. One would be a backhoe, the other would be a trailer vector, and we're looking to a skid steer. It's a small dozer that we're looking into.
I think this was more of an issue of, I don't remember.
I think it was just our infrastructure was bad.
Infrastructure.
The WIFA project is infrastructure.
So we're on path, and we'll continue to try to find grants and things. I mean, right now we've got $8 million. We're proceeding with that project.
Plus 75.
And Paul's still hunting.
We got like 10 minutes before. You guys want to eat before we start the official meeting? In 10 minutes? Or do you want to sit in the official meeting with all this food in front of you? How do you want to handle it?
I think we got a lot of people. If we're going to eat, let's eat.
I think we need to.
So we should probably adjourn, get a motion to adjourn the study session?
I make a motion to adjourn the study session.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.